I absolutely believe that we are at the beginning of something truly great for America, and I want to be part of that, which is why, when I'm done answering all your questions, I'm going to file the paperwork to run for the United States Congress, District 11.
That was County Commissioner Mark Sharp's big announcement in a little coffee shop. He stood on a platform in the middle of Buddy's Brew Coffee on Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa as he told about a dozen members of the media why he wants to run for Congress for a fourth time.
Last night, I watched my favorite movie, Rudy. And I think it was on his fourth try that he got into Notre Dame. And, you know, that movie speaks to every American who's ever tried and failed, because actually, our best comes after we failed. And so, for me, having run for local office, I've won in 2004, reelected in 2006, and again in 2010. I've got a track record of winning, and I intend to win.
Sharp ran unsuccessfully in 1992, 94, and 96. He won a seat on the Hillsborough County Commission in 2004 and has held that position since. Sharp said he plans to stay on as county commissioner through the primary. Current laws do not require him to resign from his current position. Sharp said he will continue to work hard for residents throughout the campaign process.
I'm going to spend every day as a county commissioner doing the very best I can to solve problems. The problems are not going to be solved in D.C. If I'm honored to go to Washington, I do believe that what we've got to do is communicate to Washington that there are very capable people sitting as mayors, city councilmen, county commissioners, civic activists.
One potential hiccup for Sharp is a large number of Democratic voters within current district boundaries. It is not certain whether upcoming redistricting will benefit Sharp, who is a self-proclaimed conservative candidate. His bid for Congress, he said, is not contingent on the results of redistricting.
I believe that the message of working together and uniting, that message reaches every American regardless of where they live on a map. And so my feeling is that I have a message and the citizens here have a message that people want to hear. And it's going to be that we're working together. And so I will run whatever the map looks like.
During his announcement, Sharp said he believes voters are fed up with politicians. He said he has voted controversially before and will continue to do so if it is the right thing for the country. The potential threats associated with crossing party lines, he said, don't apply to him because he doesn't want to be a career politician.
And I even heard, from some voices, look, the way we do things, the county battles the city. And my answer to that was bull. We're going to work together. And I sit down with the mayor and any other elected official to solve problems. That's what we're here for.
Sharp also told reporters he wants to run a clean and respectful campaign.
And so it is my intention to campaign the same way that I will govern. And that's with great respect for all the others who are out there who are also putting themselves in the line. You know, people with families, people with issues and problems just like we have, who, for better or worse, sometimes might not be right necessarily, maybe not be putting the country in the correct direction, but still, they're honorable. And so I'm going to treat them with the courtesy and the respect that they deserve.
Incumbent Kathy Castor said she won't be hitting the campaign trail anytime soon, regardless of what happens with redistricting. She said she will continue to be a voice in Washington, where the special interests are still very much in charge.
I don't have a crystal ball. I think what's important is that I continue to be the best representative of my hometown that I can be and stand up to the harmful Tea Party policies of the GOP, where they're seeking to cut Pell Grants and Medicare as we know it, really take a whack at medical and scientific research. These are very important to the Tampa Bay area.
Castor added that her priorities in Congress will remain the same regardless of redistricting or who she faces in the next election. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.